الحمد لله والكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ خلقه عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عدوه فصاب من طيبهن الطعم والأكل روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال المقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting, I will talk proper by way of the muzakara to remind one another, all of us in need of reminders. For everything we get reminders to renew, to check our books. The optician also sends us a reminder. Everyone we are reminded. So about the methods of being, reminders are also very important and very beneficial also. So a few reminders, one that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif regularly every day. And particularly on the day of Friday, to increase our Durood Sharif inshallah. Let us take it to heart that every day I must read Durood, and it has come in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads every morning, every evening, 10 times Durood, the intercession, sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will benefit that person. So Allah give us coffee and to read 10 times Durood morning and evening is nothing much, we should be reading more than that. Then on the day of Jumu'ah, may Allah give us topic to increase our Durood Sharif inshaAllah. Another thing, very important, remind the power of ourselves that we should make our life according to Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially in these times when there are certain people who have actually made it their object of life to go against the Sunnah. From amongst who call themselves Muslims, and they make the house with a mockery, they say Sunnah is not important. If this time it is more our duty that we try and make Sunnah alive. For that, let us try and acquire the knowledge of Sunnah. That also is such a great ibadah which Allah loves very greatly, just the acquiring of the knowledge of Sunnah. Secondly, the love of Sunnah. Allah bless us with the love of Sunnah. And that love will come by reading Durood Sharif also, by reading the seerah, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will come in our life and this is the perfect way of life. So the love of sunnah also. Then to practice upon sunnah, which is the main thing that we practice upon the sunnah. And then to propagate, teach and make the sunnah come alive in the world. So much so, it has been said by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, more or less the meaning of the hadith, that a person who makes the sunnah alive has made me alive. And a person who has made me, has shown love to me. And a person who has shown love to me, who has made me alive, will be what me in general. Of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is so high, we cannot even imagine it. But Allah Ta'ala, Allah knows that we will have close proximity somewhere there and we can also be by making amal for this various, to learn the sunnahs, to love the sunnahs,
to practice the sunnah, to teach, propagate the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala give us all promises. And then a very, very important thing also is that we make namaz the one object of our life. Namaz is very, very important. After iman, the most important thing is namaz. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the most important thing in my opinion is namaz. Namaz of ours must come correct. Like that we take for granted that we are reading namaz. But just check ourselves that every namaz that I really have that concern, every namaz I must be there. And then what jamaat I must make my namaz. And then what tadmeer-e-oola that I make my namaz. Then my outward postures of namaz, that they also must be correct. And then the inward concentration. Just for example, we all made Maghrib namaz just now. We made our farz also, we made sunnahs also. So each one of us think among the many other things that when we make salam at the end of namaz, if we make niyat of the farishtas who are sitting here. We ask ourselves, or we just make salam. And aside the imam is, we should make niyat of the imam also. And all the muqtadis, all the musallis, we make niyat for them also. If we do that, like that there are plenty other things. Then we will see our namaz is still very weak and I have to make effort on my namaz. And time is running out. What is coming to every person? And when am I going to make my namaz at least correct? Hazratji, Maulana Inam al-Hasan sahab rahmatullah alayh, very commonly would say, come let us all get together and we make effort that at least one farz of Allah, one command of Allah becomes 100% alive. At least one, Allah, so many commandments. And namaz is that if namaz becomes alive, a person's whole deen will come alive. When a person makes effort on his own namaz, somebody else's namaz, actually you are making effort on the whole deen of that person. And when deen will come alive, our dunya will be corrected. Our akhirat will be corrected. So namaz is very important. Then one more thing, that we regularly make dua for our parents. If they are living, make dua for them. If they have passed away, make ihsan al-sawab for them. Read Quran Sharif three fulls, we get the sawab of the whole Quran Sharif. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayh, was on his way to Hijaz Muqaddas, Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. He stopped over for 2-3 days in Bombay. And the second or third day, he called all his very close people. And he told them, see, I'm here now 2-3 days. And I completed 2-3, according to the number of days, Quran Sharif I completed, and I sent the sawab for all the marhumin of Bombay. So they were surprised, Hazrat so much. So Hazrat explained, a person who reads 3 times full will buy, he gets the sawab of the whole Quran Sharif. And then Hazrat said, it is my habit, that whichever town I go to, I read 3 times full to Allah, to his whole Quran Sharif, and I pass the sawab of the marhumin of that town. Allah give us also tawfiq. This will bring great goodness in our life. Every day for our town, our Qabristan, wherever we travel, whichever town we enter, we read 3 times Qul Hu Allah and we pass to the marhumin. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then also, when we do this for our parents, a lot of barakah and goodness will come in our worldly life, our rosy, our worldly life. Parents are really very concerned of their children, about their dunya. They must earn well, they must live well. So when we will make this ihsan al-sawab, Allah will give us barakah in our dunya. And together with that, make also ihsan al-sawab for our ustad and also our mashayikh. Those our elders who taught us right from Alif Ba'ata. Then in our maktab, whatever we had learned, our ustad, those who went to Darul Uloom, the ustads, what ustads, how much they taught us, make dua for them, and all the mashayikh, those through whom we got guidance, and all from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today, how many great, great ulama, what sacrifices they made, so that the correct deen must reach us. So if we will make isal sawab for them in our deen, Allah will put lot of barakah. More it will become easy for us to practice upon deen, more we will be able to practice, more the love of deen will come into our hearts. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshaAllah. And let it not be any bayan, let we just listen to the bayan and finish, but let us take the what is being said, let us take it to heart and try and make amal on it inshaAllah. And in any case, if we feel that I don't remember the bayan, I go to lot bayans but I don't remember. Many of us are such, if we go home and the wife has to ask us what was the bayan, now we start thinking what was the bayan about. But that also has got kind of a finish. Allah reward our elders, what things they have taught us. Somebody made a complaint like this to Maulana Saeed Khan sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, was in Madinatul Munawwara. So Maulana asked him last week, Tuesday for example, what did you have for breakfast? Who will remember? Last week Tuesday, what I had for breakfast? Last week Sunday, what you had for lunch? This Monday, what you had for supper? And nobody will remember. But the benefit came to the body. But the person benefited. Oh, like for example, you have to have 10 minutes, your wife gave them to you, you drank them, afterwards she said, my tablets bring them. She said, I gave you already, you drank. You didn't know, but they want in your body. And inshallah, the effect they will have. Just like that, bayan also, though we don't realize everything, our namazas, our tilawat of Quran, our zikrullah, spiritual food, we don't realize, but we are benefiting from it all the time. And we can easily understand, we for ourselves, we don't come for bayan for a long time. We are not doing the masjid, we are not making tilawat. We will feel our spirituality is going down. Many friends say, we are not keeping contact with our sheikh, because of that we have gone right. My battery has gone flat completely. I'm gone right now. So all these things have great benefits. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif has recited. And it is a great lesson for us to take. The ulama, mufassirin have written, ulama have deduced such great points from the Quran Sharif. This is surah was seen in the 30th Sufara, and many of us, we hear it, we read it also quite often. In the beginning, Allah Ta'ala took four qasas. Now for Allah to take qasas, and where in the Quran Sharif, we don't take just qasam for small things, for something that is important, something that is great, and Allah's qasam. So how great must this not be? And then of what things Allah Ta'ala takes qasam, wherever Allah has taken. Here also, the figs and the olive. It has got a lot of benefits as far as our food, etc. is concerned. And then Allah Ta'ala took the qasam of Tur Sina, where there are a lot of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became Kaleemullah, he spoke to Allah, where Allah gave him the Torah. So what an honorable place that is. And then Makkah Mukarrama, Baladi Amin, and what a great place. Where there are many, many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam buried also. Where Allah Ta'ala sent his last and final kitab, Quran al-Majeed. Allah revealed it in the precincts of Makkah Mukarrama. So how great these places are. After taking the qasam, then the jawab is qasam. For the reason why Allah Ta'ala took these qasams. Then Allah explained that, and Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. I've created man in the best of forms. Man has been created in the best of Allah's creation, أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُقَاتِ. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. We have given great honor to Bani Adam. So Bani Adam, insan, Allah has given him great, great honor. And the details of this year also is that Allah Ta'ala, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min dhaf. Allah is the one who created you in weakness. When a child is born, he can't do anything for himself. He can't eat, his eyes also don't stay open. Most of the time, 20 hours he's sleeping, only 4 hours he's awake. And he can't do his own toilet, he can't eat himself, nothing he can do. But then gradually, and there are great lessons ulama have written in this, that Allah Ta'ala from the dog, Allah brings you now to quwwah. to strength. You come to the height of your life and you become physically matured, then you become mentally matured, then you become emotionally matured as you are going on in life. And then from the age of about 15, now you have become, you become Arya, you carry on with all your other maturity and you reach your height till the age of about 40. Then you start going down again. And from the age of 40 generally, then a person starts, and this is general, not for every person. Then you start going down again and you go towards weakness again. You go again towards the loss, consume, weakness again. Old age when it comes to a person, now again, Allah save us all, then we should make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min arzal al-umur. Oh Allah, please protect me from that age where a person becomes useless again, where he becomes redundant, he can't do anything for himself again. And we know people in our families, in our communities, in the whole world, Muslims, non-Muslims, even animals. They come when they are born, they can't do anything. Then Allah gives them all the strength and what height they reach. Then they start raining down generally again. And there are many animals also who are in their old, when they are now old and like finished, they can't do anything. You have a cat, you see it. You have a dog, you see it. When it becomes old, it can't do anything. So there are great lessons for us in here. That how Allah Ta'ala has brought us to this height. And then, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَعْفِهِ. We bring him and we drop him down again to the lowest of lows again. That how he was when he was a child, now he reaches this old age and he becomes like that again. So therefore, we have to continuously make this dua also, that Ya Allah, protect me. Mm-hmm. Many times we say somebody has died young, suddenly he died, whatever. But we also must think that Allah saved him from that old age. Eh? And this old age, you go and visit a person who is ill, who has got some problem, and Allah save us all. And he also says that this disease, this problem I got, my stomach pain I got, my head, how it is paining. Allah, my enemy also doesn't get a pain like this. My back, how it's paining. My knees, how they are paining. So many things. Allahu Akbar. One person has got some problem in the mind. So they put a steel plate in his brain. Now he was suffering like from depression, can't do anything. But the steel plate makes him now super active. Now his emotions just go high. For example, he just takes off, he gets angry with any person. Allah save us of all these things. There are so many things which we know. How many people? We read this ayah, our Qari will read it so beautifully. We will admire it. But the matter what is in it, that also we have to take cognizance and think what is in the surah and what is Allah Ta'ala telling us. So one general meaning is as far as our outward health and that is concerned. And in here, there are great lessons from Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, on a daily basis we see the sun rises and it's dark. Now it has become dark. It will remain dark for the night. Then when the sun rises, then little light comes. Most of us, if we come by car, Fajr time, when we come for Fajr, our lights are switched on. But when we go after Fajr, we don't switch on the light. We say it was dark when we are going, now the light is out. And then the sun rises. It reaches its zenith now, 11, 12 o'clock, Zawal time. How strong! And now summertime here for us. And what are our summers? We say very hot, but other places, what is the heat there? And how strong and intense the sun becomes. But then again, it goes down. So we get the lesson all the time. Everyone, Allah has made the sign very clear for all of us. That is, on a daily basis, we see this happen. On a weekly basis, when the weekend comes, it's the weekend, W-E-E-K, and it's W-E-A-K also, it's the weekend. Everything, we tell anybody work, we say, no, weekend. Now we say, no, Monday we'll talk. And there's no weekend, we say, Tuesday we'll talk. And that means that we are not free, I can't do anything now. So on a weekly basis, we come to the weekend. Then as the day of the week starts, climax, everything is going, then soon again it goes down. So on a weekly basis also. Then we see on a monthly basis also. How Allah Ta'ala, the moon,
this, the moon,
where at the end of the month, it is, we don't see it anymore.
The moon is sort of gone, it's absent.
But then we see the moon, the starting. And for the sighting, the beginning of the month, we have to sight the moon. Then we difficulty, we sight the moon, we know how the differences come each time,
all the other occasions.
But anyway, a certain crescent is there. Then it starts growing, 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 it reaches its climax. 14th full moon, we say, now it has reached its climax. From there, it starts going down again. Until it isn't there, so we are reminded again there, that we come and slowly up, we reach the climax, we go down. In the same way, on an annual basis, we see that, for example, winter, everything is dead. The lands are dry. They have been burned and they are black now. They have dried out, grey, nothing, no life in there. But let the first rains of spring come, and then we see life comes again. And then soon the crops start growing again. All the fruit we start getting again. All the crops are growing again. It reaches also in many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah gives this example. It reaches its height and then slowly it goes down again, and the whole plantation, mealy plantation, whatever it can be, it's gone down again. So continuously Allah is reminding us. So the same is going to happen to us also. So we also have to take lesson from this. That not, it's not just that we came in the world, we are passing our life and we're going to get finished. We must be concerned in this world. Akhirat will be akhirat. Mm-hmm. People who have got this reality, say Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should go to a qabr, how much he should cry. Because that is the first place. Many other great, great, when we study the lives of our elders, our buzurgani deen, we see how they were concerned about this dunya's life. The akhirat qabr will come. But we, who can guarantee how my old age is going to come? What will be my condition in my old age? Whether I'll become like redundant, become useless, become, and we all make dua, Ya Allah, don't let me be muhtaj of anyone. Oh Allah, let me not be dependent on others. Let me, just keep me chalta farta. Walking and nicely you keep me and you take me away like that. And there are those people who tell their last namaz they read also. They read with jamaat also. Their last tilawat also they make. And then there are the people, how many years they are in their grave. No more they can come to the masjid. We make dua, don't deprive us of our sajda, our rukus, our rozas, our tilawat. All these things we have to make dua also. We got no guarantee. We don't know what it will hold for us. So that is one lesson that we are taught in this ayah. That we have to always worry about our old age, how it's going to come. And now we make dua for it also. This explanation also has been given by the ulama. Then another explanation also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us and then He brings us up slowly from weakness, from nothing, and we reach our climax now. And that is in our deeni and spiritual life. That a person, Allah has given him all the capacity. Now, all those examples I gave, of the moon, of the sun, of the week, of the year. Like that, Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity to build ourselves for akhirat. That Allah made it. So Allah Ta'ala said 124,000 more or less approximately Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the king and master of them all, Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How many kitabs Allah sent? Four famous kitabs. The final one of them, Quran Pak, Allah Ta'ala said. And all of us have got some idea of how from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, where and where they went in the world and they brought Islam in the whole world. After them, the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, how what efforts they made. The ulama, what efforts they made to bring deen into our lives, to bring deen into the world. And till today, how much effort they are making. Our ulama and our mashayikh, great, great efforts they are making so that this deen comes to us. Now when that is there for us, it is for us to take it and that we make ourselves eligible for Allah's rahmat and mercy in this world also, and particularly then in the second sense for our life of akhirah. That our mort comes nicely. Who of us, who God guarantee that our mort is going to come nicely? So, and we have therefore, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Khan has taught this muraqaba, is really deep, so that pride doesn't come into a person. For the remedy of pride, that I am better than others, there is nobody like me, that regularly we say to ourselves, presently now, in the amongst all the Muslims, I am the worst. Because we don't know, we might be making our namaz with everything. Another Muslim is not making namaz also. He's doing a lot of wrong things, but there may be something good in his life which Allah loves. For example, there is one beautiful example that is given. One person in a village passed away, and he was known for all his evil and what a bad life he lived. When he passed away, because his life was so bad, nobody came for the janazah, not even the neighbors, not even family people, friends, nobody whatsoever. Now his body is lying in the house, what can the wife do? She can't give ghusl, she can't take him to the Qabristan, bury him, janazah namaz. 3 days passed like this and his body is lying, nobody is coming. Then she hired 4 laborers and she told him, take my husband's body. How you people know how to give ghusl, you give like that. Ordinary laborers, how much they also know. And also here we see our great Uzzurdan-e-Deen, he made wasiyat also. And even the close people, they try and follow every sunnah in giving ghusl to the mayyat also. Now this poor person, laborers were to give ghusl. What kind of ghusl will they also give? So anyway, they gave the ghusl and she told, take him to the Qabristan. If you get somebody to make janazah namaz, well and good. If you don't get buried without janazah namaz, Allah save us from such permission. We got no guarantee. So anyway, when they took him to the Qabristan, Allah put in the great alim wali of that time in that area, that my wali's janazah is in the Qabristan. Get up and we'll make his janazah namaz. So when the great alim of the time, the great wali, great wuzur, he got up to go, everyone followed him. When they came here, what did they see? This person here. That Allah Ta'ala had put it in his heart. He made the namaz, he made it. They went straight to his wife. And they asked her, what kind of a man was your husband? She said, you people know. I know what kind of a man he was. But however, Allah gave him this great honor that he had 2 great qualities in him. One was that he would come home late, 1-2 o'clock at night, drunk. And in a bad condition. But early morning he should make ghusl with cold water. He should become sober again. Then he should make tawbah to Allah. Ya Allah. There isn't anybody as worse as I am. Which corner of Jahannam you going to put me in? Cry to Allah Ta'ala and make tawbah every day. The other, he always kept an orphan child in the house. And before he ate, the orphan child must eat. And before he bought clothes for him, for the family, he buys for the orphan child. So Allah left these qualities. So we don't know what is Allah's muamla and matter with which. So though outwardly he looked like that, but he was the beloved of Allah because of those qualities. And perhaps we, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us topic of namaz, everything we are doing. We try to maintain sunnah, dressing, everything. But maybe there are some bad qualities which Allah dislikes. Because of which we have no value in the eyes of Allah. We don't know. We just have to cry and beg of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore we can't think ourselves better than any person whatsoever. So Allah gave us this opportunity of all these things that the proper deen must have. But when a person doesn't do it and then Allah drops it, and that is the lowest in Jahannam Allah. He could reach that position and go to the heights of Jannah to feel so. But he didn't use it. He disobeyed Allah Ta'ala and he goes to the lowest of the low in Jahannam. Allah save us all from him. And that punishment in Jahannam, for one moment in Jahannam, how terrible won't it be? So this also, and who will get saved? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who bring iman and do righteous deeds, فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ, they will get their rewards which will never end. The rewards will never end. Continuously they will just increase all the time. And there are so many amals that we can do like that. For example, we have a masjid burn. And here it doesn't mean that we burn the whole masjid with our money, or that we physically burn the masjid. If we just give one little bit in the masjid, we just gave the equal amount of one window frame, of one musalla, of one light fitting. Allah won't give us one light fitting in Jannah. Mm. Allah won't give us one window frame in Jannah. But Allah will give us a full palace in Jannah. And we did that with sincerity. As long as the masjid is there, people are making namaz, our sawabs are coming. People are making tilawat, our sawabs are coming. These effort is taking place, rayans are taking place, our sawab. So, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. No end to that. We put one Quran Sharif in the masjid. We donated it to the masjid. We made it waqaf. We put it in the masjid. Now as long as the people are going to read that the Quran Sharif is there, who and who comes? Some jamaat came from places we don't even know. We passed away. From where a jamaat came, there somebody is reading in that Quran Sharif. Our sawabs are coming all the time. And one good friend of ours, Allah reward him tremendously, he has sent me so many kitabs, books, exercise books, with a little explanation also in there. And in which it comes that as long a person wrote sallallahu alayhi wa sallam durood sharif in any kitab, as long as it's written and it is there, then you are going to keep on getting the reward. Malaika are keep on going to make dua for you. So he said, I distribute to my friends, I give them also to write, and as long as they also write it, and as long as the Durood Sharif is written, we are getting the sawab. From here we should learn another very important lesson, especially those who are connected with our madaris, who are in hadith lessons and hadith, in the field of hadith. That whenever our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name comes, don't just put S-A-W for example. Write it down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The enemies of Islam, especially at universities and that, they give specific instruction that when you put the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't write, even S-A-W don't write. Just say Muhammad said so, na'udhu billah, Allah protect them. And of muhaddithin on one page, because so many times the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name comes, they write everywhere, one third of the page is usually covered with durood sharif. And they don't regard it, na'uzu billah, as just superfluous, unnecessary. You're filling up the pages. Durood sharif has got great, great value. And so about one third of the pages. And the ulama have written, the people who read the most durood sharif are the students of the hadith and the ustad of hadith. Because continuously they are reading all the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu anil nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time durood sharif. But also ulama complain that today, unfortunately, even in the hadith taraf, that durood sharif is not there. We don't pay attention. It just is being read and we don't pay attention. Our Ustad, Mufti Muhammad Desai, who has just passed away, all his students say that with what passion he should teach Hadith. Every time he used to teach, he used to make a fresh wudu, put itar, and then go and teach, and commonly before also and now, closer towards his end, he should cry so much when he used to read Hadith Sharif. Hadith Sharif, the things of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah says to make it that we have some nisbat connection with it. It is a very, very great thing. So, Durood Sharif is a very great thing. So, Allah has given us that capacity that we use it, and that our lives go also accordingly, and we get saved from all this torture and azab of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala gives us ajrun ghayru mamnoon, that reward which has got no ending. So there are many things which are for continuous sawab Allah Ta'ala gives. we can do in our lives. Allah has given us this resource.
Our life in this world
is not to build big mansions.
It is not that we expand our business all the time.
It is not that we want name and fame in this dunya.
It is not that we want enjoyment in this dunya.
Allah has given all this so that we can make our eternal life of the after.
And we find that our great Buzurg,
Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr, we all know, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we read in Fadail-e Amal, how he used to cry, if my mother had not given birth to me, if our sister birth, if I was just a twig, and I was just a blade of grass, if I was not with once, then what his position?
After Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam,
the greatest position of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but he feels like that.
And all the Sahaba,
all our great people, how they were concerned about their lives.
And ask ourselves, how much are we concerned?
I worry my washing machine is not working. I'm worried the switch of mine is not working. Those things are big problems in my life. That this is not working, that is not working. Who of us are worried in this world how my old age will come?
And Allah has given us the means.
It is in Allah's hand. But we try that one is dua. And this is a very important dua. I ask myself, now when we study this, now it's dawned on me. Who of us made dua for our old age that Allah must save us of all this? Our old people, Allah, they didn't know the Arabic word, but they used to make dua that Allah Ta'ala don't let I don't become bedridden, that I don't become muhtaj of anyone, that I don't become a burden of anyone. How they used to cry over my own children who love them, but they said, I don't want to be muhtaj of anyone. I don't want to be dependent upon anyone.
Us, how much are we worried about it?
And we see, perhaps everyone in our family, in our community, we know what is the condition of this person, what is the condition of that person, but why doesn't it worry us? That what can happen to me? We all hope that we should make dua that Allah save us. So that is one thing. Then as far as our deen and our akhirat life is concerned, even more we have to be concerned. Allah gave us this opportunity, it is to prepare for all of that. A third explanation, which is very similar to the second one, is that when Allah has given us this mental capacity, maturity, Allah has given us deen-i ulum, Allah has connected us with masjid, with tabligh jamaat, with mashayikh, our akabir, in the very name of the tasawwuf, etc. When we know all this and the opportunity is with us, so use it in order to make. Allah has given it to you, use it for our deen. Allah hasn't prohibited us from dunya. And mashallah, there are many, many people who are doing their dunya, but their deen is also 100% they look after it also. Professional people also. They can be in what profession, but mashallah, their deen also they look after. So, by all means, dunya, but give preference to our deen. That eternal life of the akhirah. One thing that we all have to be worried about that, think about it. It's not that we can just pass it off like that. Full sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. Eh? Everyone has to pass on it. There is nobody that is going to be excluded. To this extent, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that when Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha will be crossing, all will be ordered to keep your gazes low. That my Fatima, my Nabi, is passing up. What the height of sharm and haya. What modesty she had. Allah will say, everyone, and nobody will have a choice. But still we do opposite, there we won't have a choice. Everyone high. That everyone will have to cross Pul Siram. By 1500 years, let us think about it. It's going to come to us. Allah has made it, and there is no two ways about it. And 500 years to get on the bridge, 500 years the bridge, 500. And if you fall from there, Allah protect us all. In the fire. Do we think about it? I'm worried tomorrow morning traffic is going through. I must leave half an hour earlier. I must take this road so I don't get caught up in the traffic. If we get caught up, then once we are having a discussion at home, and there was an Arab Palestinian, and we were discussing this, and he said, Allahu Akbar, if you reach your best hand on hand, that a person will be crossing safely 70% he left cross.
Huh.
And then that place will come now that those who made ghibah, that brighter, they will fall down. And how many of us, our backbiting is such, now I also like to feel that I don't backbite. I like to make myself happy, I don't ever backbite. But whichever ulama have written kitabs on ghibah, on that subject, when they come on that subject, full kitabs have been written on backbiting. Or just by the way, some Ali mentioned it. Everyone mentioned there that the buyers and the ulama are also guilty of this. Saying that we all fall into the sin of ghibah. And we don't know how also. That small things we just fall into backbiting. And today backbiting of our family people is backbite. Today a person, Allah save us, a murid will backbite about his share backbite about his murid also. Everyone who start about the student, which is quite common unfortunately, and students about the ustad, it's a major problem. Students backbiting and talking bad about the ustad. If we don't make tawbah, what is our end for backbiting? We have to go and ask the person. I backbited about Maulana, and I have to go to Maulana, please make me ma. How difficult. And we won't, our pride won't allow us also. We won't go and ask for ma. And also the masala little bit in detail, that if we backbited about somebody and he doesn't know about it, then it's not necessary to go and ask him for ma. Because the purpose of backbiting is that aziyah, that difficulty. A person says, why this person spoke like this about me? Now he didn't know, and you can inform him, now he comes to mind.
Mm.
So till he doesn't know, just we tell Qulhu Allah, make some isal sawab for him, and then on Qiyamah Day he will know, this person back. But you see, mashallah, he also, how many Quran Sharif sawabs he put into my account. So hopefully he will overlook it. So backbiting is one thing, lying is another thing, and about backbiting, the punishment of his house, the fear it will be in the akhirah. And practically, as I say, great ulama, when they wrote, they say the buyers and the ulama are also not free of it. And today, there is some matter about deed, some problem, ulama having some problems, or any other problem, how much we get involved. And we easily get involved. And the sad part of people like us, ordinary people, we say, fever is haram, but now that but takes it just. Then we start off and we just carry on. We say it is haram. I know I mustn't make ribat about anyone. But and then we start off. So how lot we get caught up in these things. So we have to be concerned. And if Allah has to punish us, He's not just going to punish us there. Place of punishment is Jahannam. And who, for example, we boil a kettle of water, an electric kettle. Then the steam comes out. If that steam just touches you, then we can't take that pain. And the fire of Jahannam. And for punishment, we have to go in the fire of Jahannam. So we have to be concerned about this. So Allah has given us this capacity. We have to think, and me, I'm talking, and I'm still guilty of all these things, even worse. That you were talking about it, and you were baptizing, you were doing this. How? And we are all guilty of it. And we all have to make dua, we all have to help one another. Similarly, under reward, one friend of mine in Ali, he came and he asked me after listening to these talks of this nature, that we mentioned also that our lying is also so common. And we lie where it's not necessary also. What is a person? It's not common. Sayyidina Umar who said, never ever lie, of his advisors he gave. Even if you have to die, don't lie. Quran Sharif says, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. If you have to give evidence and it's going to be against you, you are going to put into jail. You are going to be disgraced among the people. Even if you have to get killed, but don't lie. But our lying, unnecessarily we just lie. Anything, we're just talking. A conversation, and we put in one word, and we don't realize we are lying. And lying is also a major guna. Comes in the Hadith Sharif, a mu'min and lying, the two can't go together. But today we, you, traffic cop stops are speeding anything. We take out a bike or we tell him a story. We just, any story we make up, anything. Wife asked me a question. And it's my wife. But they also I lie. And it's so common, we are just lying all the time. And we don't think of it as a guna. So how many gunas we are involved in? So Allah has given us this capacity and this opportunity that we think for ourselves and we correct our lives and we stay from this guna. So لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. One explanation, Allah has given you that full capacity, that full understanding that you must stay away from all this guna. And that we realize the object in life as a mu'min. Build your house, have your garden, do your other thing, but that's not my purpose of life. That's not my object. My object is akhirah. And of the major things of akhirah, one is to stay away from all sins. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that by staying the greatest ibadah is to stay away from sins. After doing our basic faraiz and that, it isn't that we need not long, long nafil namazes, lot of wazifa. The thing is to stay away from sins. And with our eyes, how much we are involved. Today, Allah, but our mashayikh who are coming to our country, the major thing they are speaking in their bayan, smartphone, cell phone, all the filth and dirt. Young girls from good homes, ulama, students of need, all attracted to this filth and dirt on the phone. Our eyes, our minds, what are polluted? Who likes pollution? When there is dirt and filth, who likes it? Nobody. But what my mind, how it's polluted? My heart, how it's polluted? And also, Allah doesn't come into a dirty heart. I like to imagine that Allah is in my heart. But my heart, I know how filthy and dirty it is. And Jannah is a pure place. Only pure will go to Jannah. And only clean will go to Jannah. And we with our filth and dirt, if we're not going, this is what is called tazkiyah, purification of ourselves. We purify ourselves of all this dirt. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala just to complete, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. What is making you mad that you falsify? You don't to believe that there will be recompense. You will be rewarded or you will be punished how you lived in this world. Not just I live my life as I want to and I do it, and then أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. The greatest ruler is Allah. In this world, if we live a law-abiding life, a citizen, law-abiding, we don't speak, we don't do anything wrong, the government will never reward you for it. That mashallah, you are very law-abiding citizen, we give you a block of flesh, we give you 2 farms, we give you this, that you never broke the law. They never reward you for that. But Allah Ta'ala, for the smallest thing, that a person, you just read, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. 70 malaika for 1,000 months, about 3 years, they are writing the sawabs all the time. How Allah is involved. We come to masjid and we just make wudu at home and we come to the masjid, you get the sawab as though you put ihram on at home and you are going for Hajj al Baytullah. How Allah is involved. And you just read when you start your wudu, Bismillah walhamdulillah. Then the malaika will keep on writing your sawabs, make dua for you as long as your wuzu remains. And mashallah, some people whole day wuzu remains also. Some people from Asr, right till Isha, whatever, everyone, as long as your wuzu remains, they are. So Allah is that great king. And also Allah is that great Imam Nawawi, right? That for good deeds, Allah minimum multiplies it by 10. And then even more than that, up to 700, and even more than that Allah multiplies it. But guna, Allah, only how much guna you make, so much guna is written for you. The reason for that is that because our gunas are much more than our good deeds. If our good deeds also, we just have to get how much we did good deeds, and nobody should go to Jannah. But Allah is so merciful that for good deeds, Allah just multiplies it all the time. Increases it, and bad deeds is only so much. So Allah Ta'ala, this is the occasion And inshallah, tomorrow we'll have the Islahi Jalsa in Masjid Al-Hilal. And for these things to come into our lives, which each one of us are desperately in need of. And we have to do it now before our eyes close. And nobody knows when we will die. That we make sincere tawbah, that it comes into us, I have to make tawbah. Today we don't want to make tawbah. One person was told, for the problems that you have got, make tawbah. So that person immediately said, what does it mean? I'm a sinner. Aren't we sinners? We are those sinners that our namaz that we made, this bayan I made, now after bayan, it's my duty, I have to ask Allah for maaf. I don't know how many wrong things I said. I don't know what intention I said. Whose feelings I've hurt. We don't. What our good deeds are. Then it comes in the Quran Sharif. وَبِلْ أَسْحَالِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Shaving time, tahajjud time, those people who made tawbah and istighfar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha are these people who steal, who commit adultery, who do all wrong things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, these are not those people who do good deeds, and on that they are making tawbah and istighfar. So we have to ask a lot of afi from Allah ta'ala. The realization comes into us, I am wrong. I am totally bad and I have to improve myself. And as Maulana explained, Maulana Khadri, what beautiful words he said, that Nek banna, Muttaqi banna, Faraz hai. To become righteous, pious, apne aap ko nek samajhna hai haram. Till the last moment, if shaitan put it in my head, I am pious. I am a good person. That is haram. That is the road of destruction. Allah give us all to the tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. So tomorrow try and come, till Monday, Zohar, inshallah, the programs will carry on with Sina Hilal, and let us take part in all the work of Deen, in the work of Tabligh, with our Mashayikh and our elders, Darul Uloom, all social welfare work people are doing. Lot of good work, all the good work, let us try and be part and parcel of it, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد عدد ما تحب وترضى ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عنه واهدي وفرج عن سيدنا امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.